You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
On this Wednesday, July 6th, I wish a happy birthday to my dear old dad and a happy Wednesday to our Brewers reporter, Adam McKelvey, who joins us today and every week, of course. Adam, thank you so much for the time. The final podcast before the All-Star break, hard to believe that it's coming up so quick. And Adam, let's kind of break things down. Last night, meeting Tuesday, Zach Davies, a very solid start against Washington, and now the news comes today that he was actually optioned to AAA. Now, for fans that see this at first glance, they're thinking, wait a minute, he's been our best starter, our most consistent starter pretty much all season. He's optioned to AAA, but kind of break that down and just tell us why this is not by any means a demotion and more of a strategic move by the team.
Wait, you think people got overreacted on Twitter? That sounds so unlikely.
I know. I'm as shocked as you.
Yeah, it's a paper. I mean, you can't do paper moves at this level, but it's basically a paper move. It's Davies wasn't going to start again before the break. The Brewers have been playing with a short bench, as Craig Counsell noted, for basically 2 months. They've been playing with an extra bullpen arm. So this was an opportunity to send Davies down, not interrupt his normal schedule at all, except for the fact he's going to have to fly to Colorado Springs, which is inconvenient, but not a total killer. And they bring up Andy Wilkins, a left-handed bat. He was a waiver claim last winter. He's been playing first base and right field at AAA, and he gives them kind of that extra lefty bat. When they've been playing, when they've had a lot of lefties in their lineups, they have been completely without left-handed hitters on the bench. So he kind of balances things out for a little bit. So, yeah, it's inconvenient for Davies, who have to travel. But for these final, it's 4 games before the break, and then the first 2 games after the break, he'll have this extra bat, and Craig Counsell just has kind of an extra weapon at his disposal. Davies loses a little bit of service time. He wasn't jumping up and down about it. But, again, teams do this, you know, he'll be back and starting that third game out of the break and back in the rotation. And you're right, he's been, if you go back over his last month plus, 2 months, he's been one of their more reliable guys, and he pitched a really nice game here in Washington. And the Brewers have played the Nationals very tough. They've won 4 of the first 5. They've been really close, entertaining games. Jeremy Jeffress is getting a bunch of saves in these games. It's been the pitching, really, that's fueled these victories against a first-place team, and Davies has been part of that.
So hopefully the fans that overreacted on Twitter can calm down a little bit. I know it's asking a lot with social media these days, but you provided the explanation of why Zach Davies is in AAA currently, simply a paper move. He'll be back, and Adam, tell us about Andy Wilkins a little bit. I know that I think this was a guy that was not really on the radar, maybe even as early as spring training, but he's kind of emerged in the first half of the season, and he's got to really earn this call-up, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's played well, and he's had a couple of solid months. June was his best month, an on-base of .375 or so. You know, he's playing a great offensive park, and he's a good hitter. He's had a 30-homer season at the AAA level for the White Sox in 2014, got a little call-up to Chicago. He hasn't stuck in the major leagues, but he's been kind of right on the cusp. And when the Brewers picked him up, first base is a position that's been in flux really since Prince Fielder left after 2011. And I think anytime they pick up a first baseman who has any experience at all, you sort of take note because you just don't know what's going to happen there. Chris Carter, though, has grabbed that spot. He's become the everyday guy. 20 homers before the break. He's, I think, the 12th different player to do that in Brewers history. So Wilkins has been down there kind of biding his time at AAA. So this is a good little audition. We don't even know if he's going to get a start here. Craig Counsell wouldn't say. You know, he might just kind of be a bench. But you don't know when you have an opportunity to come in and win a game. So I think it's an opportunity for him to open some eyes with the way he works. But, again, the best-case scenario here is that this is a short stay. And come the Sunday after the break, he'll be headed back to AAA.
And speaking of that All-Star break, two players that could both be in San Diego for the All-Star game, one for sure in Jonathan Lucroy, and one perhaps, depending on the final vote, in Ryan Braun. Lucroy voted in by, or not voted in, but selected by manager Terry Collins. And let's start there with Lucroy. I think it speaks volumes that, you know what, when you think of National League catchers for so long, the cream of the crop, at least in the eyes of the fans, has been Yadier Molina and Buster Posey. Posey voted in as the starter from the Giants, but I think for Lucroy to gain this selection by the manager, Terry Collins, over a guy like Molina, who has had some health issues this year, I think that says a lot, considering Molina's pedigree and how respected he is within the game and throughout baseball. But to have Lucroy, again, be the pick of Terry Collins has got to mean something to him, I would think.
It does, and I'll tell you, the other thing that means something is you think about Lucroy's last season. He was so good in 2014. He started the All-Star game in Minneapolis that year. He finished fourth in the MVP balloting. He really was in the discussion of the elite players at that position. Then last season was a total dud. It started with a slump coming out of camp. Then he broke a toe on a foul tip and was out for an extended period of time. Then he had a concussion late in the season and was limited again. And it was just basically a nightmare of a season. And he performed well enough in the second half that it didn't look horrible on paper, but it certainly was a fall off from the year before. And what he's done is played himself now back to that 2014 level. And you look at any statistic, and Jonathan Lucroy has been the second-best catcher in the National League to Wilson Ramos, not Posey or Molina. Ramos has this thing kind of running away this year in terms of his offensive contributions. But Lucroy has been right there. He's back to being in the discussion, at least of the elite catchers in this game. It's why his name is popular in the rumor mill this year. Interestingly, he was vocal in January about not really wanting to be part of a rebuild. We talked about this a lot early in the season, Matt. And it hasn't come up since then. He's kind of put that aside. I think he learned some lessons there about what you can and cannot control as a player and the benefits versus the risk of speaking out about, your opinion of your team's big picture. He sort of shut that down now, and he's been focused on just trying to have fun. Sounds simple, sounds overly simple, I think, but for a player going through, the middle years of his career, I think it was a lesson for him. And I think he's taken some positives from it. And obviously his performance says that he's succeeding.
Yeah, it's been a resurgent 2016 campaign for Lucroy, as you just broke down, coming off a real difficult 2015. And great to see him as a manager selection for the NL team. One of three catchers, as you mentioned, with Ramos and Buster Posey from the Giants. And Adam, as for Ryan Braun, he is a six-time former All-Star, most recently selected in 2015. Now, when you go strictly upon merit and you take the fan equation, take the fan vote out of the equation, you look at the competition, Brandon Belt, Jake Lamb, Starling Marte, Trevor Story, all enjoying fantastic 2016 campaigns, as is Braun. Against that field, how do you like his chances?
I don't know. I mean, look, is Ryan Braun the most popular player around the game? I think we're lying if we say he is. Is that going to affect this balloting? I don't know. I mean, the Brewers have been good at getting out the vote in Wisconsin, which you think wouldn't sound like much, but look at the history of the final vote. They got Jeff Jenkins to the All-Star game that way. They got Corey Hart to the All-Star game that way. They didn't get Chris Capuano, but he ended up making the team in 2006 as an injury replacement. But they've done a really good job, for whatever reason, at getting the fans motivated to make those clicks. And that's what the wheels are in motion to try to do again for Ryan Braun. He's pretty quiet about it. I asked him, whether he's going to be out campaigning. And he's not. I mean, he's a six-time All-Star. He's a veteran. He's kind of been there, done that. It would be a little awkward maybe for him to be out there vocally making his own case, where some of the younger players who are up for it, Jake Lamb is fired up, as he should be. And I think some of the other guys are fired up to do this if it's their first opportunity. And teammates are fired up, say, for Starling Marte, who really wants to go to the game. I don't know that it's the same buzz for Ryan Braun just because of his specifics of his situation. But, it is a huge honor to be even on the list. He talked about being part of that group. I mean, all five of those guys could go. They all have a great case to be All-Star players. And I don't think that's lost on Ryan Braun. You can say a lot of things about him, but one thing is that these honors are not lost on him. And the big moments are not lost on him. And we saw that last year when he got picked to go to the All-Star game late. I think it was the Sunday before the All-Star game he learned that he was going to go to Cincinnati. And it was legitimately meaningful for him, even though it was his sixth time. He had come through the suspension. He had played himself back into being a productive player. And to go get in that clubhouse and look around at the best players in the game, I think he still does appreciate that opportunity. So it would be meaningful for him to go. It's hard to see it happening, but maybe the Milwaukee fans will surprise everybody by, you know, pressing that mouse a bunch of times.
Yeah, and a great history lesson regarding Corey Hart and Jeff Jenkins in previous years that, you know, Brewers fans have bonded together. They've proven so in the past to get their guys in the All-Star game. But you brought up a good point that I don't want to say that, you know, social media is beneath some guys. I don't want to go there. But being who Ryan Braun is and the pedigree that he does have as a former six-time All-Star, I would think that the younger guys like the Trevor Stories and the Jake Lambs who have never been there, they'd be more apt to, you know, get out there and do something zany on, you know, Twitter or Facebook. I don't see Ryan Braun quite doing that, but we'll see. You know, we'll see what the fans do, how they respond. It's going to be a very interesting final vote, and we'll have the answers on Friday to see if Braun is a seven-time All-Star. Adam, to begin to wrap up here, great to see Will Middlebrooks back in the big leagues on Tuesday. He was called up by Milwaukee, and for those not familiar with Middlebrooks' story, at one time he was projected to be the third baseman of the future for the Red Sox. They thought he would hold that down for a decade. That got Kevin Youkilis shipped out of town. Didn't work out for Middlebrooks. He suffered a severe wrist injury, lost a lot of speed and velocity on his swing. He was stuck in the minors for a long time, a pit stop with San Diego between the Red Sox and the Brewers. But it's clear that the Brewers see something in him and have seen something in him for a long time. He's back to full health, and this could really be a steal for this team if Middlebrooks can get back to his 2012 production.
Matt, I get the sense you've watched a lot of Red Sox games within the last.
What would give you that impression, Adam? I don't know how well you would say that.
Yeah. Well, here's I think the deal with Middlebrooks. As you mentioned, that wrist injury, he broke his wrist on a hit by pitch, and you know he was a guy who came up and it was bat speed, tremendous bat speed, made him a great player, a great hitter. That changed with the wrist injury and the passage of time coming back from that. And what he talked about the other day is that for a really long time, he fought the idea that he had to make changes to adjust for that because, like many players, you do something well for a long time and it gets you to a certain point. It's hard to change. Ricky Weeks comes to my mind as a guy in Milwaukee that went through this, where he had some hand and wrist injuries, but he was very stubborn about making changes because he'd had a ton of success and he got to this point because he had been doing it a certain way. And I was really reminded of Ricky Weeks as Middlebrooks was talking about this the other day. But this year, he came to a realization that what he was doing was not working. He had been traded away from Boston. He went to San Diego, did not have success in San Diego. And kind of it was, you know, either I'm gonna do this or I'm not. It's kind of do or die in terms of his career. So he did make some changes. Rick Sweet is the AAA manager for the Brewers. Bob Scooby is a hitting coach there. And Middlebrooks worked with those guys a lot on just some mechanical things. Nothing major. He still looks like the same guy, but just some changes to account for the fact that he doesn't have the fast twitch reflexes of a 21-year-old anymore. And at 27, he has kind of, you know, had a nice resurgence. And he's coming off a really strong month at AAA, a great place to hit in Colorado Springs, to be sure. But he feels like his swing is at a place now where he can have some success. So he had this assignment clause where July 1st, the Brewers had to send a message to the other team saying, if you want this guy in your 25-man roster, he's yours. Somebody must have put in a claim. So the Brewers, in turn, had to call him up to the big leagues because they didn't want to lose this asset. They want a little bit longer look at what he's got. So playing time is a question. They've got Aaron Hill playing well at third base. So if Middlebrooks can get in there, it's an opportunity for him to show that these adjustments, the strides he made at AAA, can continue in the big leagues. And 27 years old. He's not 37 years old. He's not done. He's not at the end of the line. You know, the Brewers hope they have something here, and time will tell whether they do.
Adam McAlvey, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk again soon. I guarantee that. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.